All right. So is everybody back yet? Manette is not here yet. Okay, tonight you need to really pay attention. We're talking about the Dagesh again. Dagesh. Dagesh are these dots.
Yeah.
Inside the consonant. Okay? And the Dagesh in this letter makes a lot of difference. Without the Dagesh, it's a V sound on the bay. You put it back in, it's B. So it's a B bullet. Okay? When you see that, it sounds like the B as in bullet. And this one is Ha without the without the cough drop.
Mm-hmm.
The bullet. Cough drop. Okay. Put it there, it becomes a cough drop. Okay. Now the, let's see here. The pay, where's my pay?
Right.
Oh, right here. Okay. Without it, it's a fa. Or fe. Or fe. But with that, it's a pay. Okay. Now, I don't want you to be confused with this lesson. The Dagesh are also placed on these non-special letters only because we're doubling them. You see here in the picture? Mem. Without the Dagesh, it is just one mem. If you put a dot in the middle, it becomes two. Mem. Uh-huh. Yeah. It just like the word, let's say, what? Give me a word that has two consonants. Mimic. Mimicking. Is that correct?
Oh,
yeah. That
yeah.
Oh, commit.
Commitment
is double F?
Yeah.
Okay, oh, commit. There you go. I thought mimic is also double M. Okay. Commit. Two M. In Hebrew, there's also doubling of letters. Aha. Uh-huh. And you will find these double letters by looking at the letters and saying, okay, are you at the God Kepat letter? Are you belong? Do you belong in the pot? Okay. Okay, let's say, where is my other dot? You see a samek with a dot. That is not a begat kebat letter. So this is a double samek in a word. Okay? Okay, see the M? The mem of there? Two mems. Where is it? Okay. Okay. These are
top.
Where is this?
Mem.
Lower right.
Mem.
It was over here.
No, I'm just putting it back.
Okay.
These special letters, when you see them, it doesn't mean that they're double.
Okay.
It only means that they have the different sound.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, well, what about the gimel and the dalet and the tav? Okay. Previously, the gimel is g with this is g. Without the dot is g, like in August. August, okay? But don't worry about it. And the tav is the ta and the f. Okay?
Th.
Th. Uh-huh. As in tha, as in thing. And ta as in toe. All right? And what else did I? Okay, the da. The dalet, da as in the. All right, but don't worry about it. What we're worrying about are the sounds, okay? And the counting of the letters in the word. Okay, so mem is not a begat kepat letter, so you, mem, with a dot is double. Think that way.
This means, excuse me?
A piercer.
A piercer.
Piercer.
Oh.
Dagesh. Like, dagger.
Dagger.
Dagesh. A piercer. Okay, there are two kinds of Dagesh. One weak Dagesh. You see that guy there? Weak. K can't pick up this weight. And the other one is a strong dagesh. Ooh-hoo-hoo. Now, the strong dagesh are the doubled letters. The weak dagesh are the begat kefat letters. All right? Got it? Okay, if there are begat kefat letters and if you find these letters that starts the word, it is not doubled, it's just a begat kefat. Okay, sometimes the begat kefat letters are also doubled. There comes the problema. Okay, weak dagesh and strong dagesh. Okay, let's say babayit. Babayit. Bayit is house. Ba, this B-A here, it is actually a, these are two words. In the house. Babayit. In the house. So now, why is this? Okay, this one is a weak dagesh because it starts the word. But this one is a strong dagesh because it's preceded by a vowel. If a letter has a dagesh preceded by a vowel, it is double. You want me to repeat that?
Yeah.
Okay. If a consonant has a dagesh, the second consonant inside a word, if it is preceded by a vowel, it's doubled. All right? So, babayit. Babayit. In the house. Weak dagesh, strong dagesh. Begad kepat. Begad kefat, and this one is strong dagesh. Okay. Let's see here. Let's start with the word. Let's sound it out. Ya. Chaya. Okay. Transliterated as H with the dot underneath, and then the A sound, and then the ya. Chaya. Now, this yod with the dot is it a strong dagesh or a weak dagesh?
Strong.
Strong dagesh. Because it's preceded by a vowel. Right here. You're getting it? Next word. Sound it out. Lukach. Lukach. Okay. Is this a strong or a weak dagesh? It's strong. See? QQ. Okay. Kuf, kuf. All right. Lukach. So this is the answer here. Because it is preceded by a vowel. All right. So next. Ready? Because you guys are reading this, huh? Amud. Amud. This is a strong dagesh because it's preceded by a vowel. All right. So you notice this is not a begat kefat letter. This is not a begat kefat letter. This is not a begat kefat letter. Okay? So you will ask it, are you a begat kefat letter?
Can you give us the meaning as well as the word that we are?
Yes. Chaya. Chaya means animal.
Animal.
Or a living thing, a living animal.
Okay. And
Lukach is was taken. It is a verb.
Okay.
And
Amud is a pillar. P-I-L-L-A-R. See?
Like
pillar. Pillar.
Oh, pillar.
Pillar. Oh, there's two L's there. It's a strong dagesh on the letter L. Pillar. Amud. This is from the word Amad, means to stand. Like the Amida, we're praying, standing up. Okay, a pillar is Amud. So that's the beauty, again, of Hebrew. All right. So let's take a look at this. Let's sound this out. Isha. Okay, is the shin doubled or what? Yes, it's doubled. It's a strong dagesh right there. Very strong. Okay, what about this? Let's fill in the blanks. Mile. Mile. Okay, there are two L's here. Supposed to be two L's. Mile. Is it a strong dagesh?
Yes.
You betcha, because it's preceded by a vowel E. Okay. Okay, Isha is a woman. Mile is he filled. That he filled, like he filled a jug of water.
He filled a vessel. Okay.
A vessel. Yes.
Filled. Okay.
This. Okay. Anita knows this.
Chaim is life.
Chaim is life. Mayim Chaim Kina. Okay. Is the dagesh in the yod strong or weak?
Strong,
because it is preceded by a vowel. So in this case, we have three yods. Look at it. Right? Chet, yod. This one is doubled. And there's another yod. So chayim. Why, and another one. But the yod here, this one, is a mater lectionis. Okay? It's a mater lectionis E, right here. Chayim. So if I write it down, ha, chayim. Okay, I'm putting here the chet. Instead of this, I put the ch. Okay, chayim. So this is that one yod. This is the do. This is the. Okay, these are the two yods, and this is the yod.
And it means
chayim, life.
Life.
Yes.
Now, I have a question for you. I was told once that when you see some of the words, especially in Tanakh, like a double yod, it's also another way of them writing Adonai, or putting the symbol of Adonai in there. Is that accurate?
I've not heard that.
Because I heard a rap.
Oh, yeah. This.
Mm-hmm.
That means Adonai, yes, because
so,
they protect
the word.
But not in the middle, because I'm curious if that means life and it has a double yod, is there?
I don't know.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, that's not it. Okay. Okay, syllables. Syllables, there are two kinds of syllables. One is an open syllable and one is a closed syllable. Okay. Consonant plus vowel is an open syllable. Consonant plus vowel plus consonant is a closed syllable. So, mem and the patach, the vowel point a, is ma as an open syllable, or mi, open syllable. One, two. Two components here, open syllable. Now, the closed syllable, there are three components. Mem, patach, and resh. Closed syllable. Now, this one, there are four components. One, two, three. Because this is a mater lectionis, this is counted as one, okay, component. That kirikyon. Mean. Okay? This is a closed syllable. Now, let's take a look at this word. This is a little bit interesting. Okay. Mem is not a begat kepat letter. Okay, so this is just a mi. And there is the dagesh. The mem is not a begat kepat letter. So that mem must be doubled. And because it is preceded by a vowel. Okay? And this is a nun plus the u, the vav, the shurek. Okay? Mimenu. So when you transliterate it, we have two m's and two nuns. See, the nun here has a dagesh as well. Okay? These are both strong dageshes. Okay? This mem is preceded by a vowel. This nun is preceded by a vowel. So you write it mimenu. When you syllabify it, if you divide this syllable, this word into syllables, we go like this. Closed syllable. Closed syllable. Open syllable. Mim. Men. Nu. We slice this in half. Okay, in the middle. The two mem separate. The two nun separate. Mim, men, nu. Okay? Which means... from us or from him. Could be two meanings. Mim menu, from us. Mim menu. All right, so let's take a look at this. Let's syllabify this. Let's read. Melech. Is there any dagesh there? No. So what we're going to do, we're going to divide it into two syllables here. Open and closed syllable. Mele. Okay, so now this one, let's test this one. Aha, there's a dagesh on the bait. And that letter is a begad kepat. And you are confused. Okay, is this a double dagesh? Is this a weak dagesh? Or is the strong dagesh?
Strong
dagesh, because it is preceded by a
vowel.
So what you want to do is you put two B's, okay, and then slice those, divide the two B's. So we have one closed syllable, one open syllable, and closed syllable. Ha bayit. Okay, melech means king. Habayit means the house.
The house.
The house. T-H-E. It's an article. The. The house. So now, when you read the Tanakh and you encounter these dageshes, you know a little bit about it, right? Okay. Let's take a look at this. Yes, Jerry.
So it sounds like one of the rules is that when you first syllabizing or dividing them up, you always divide a double consonant.
Correct.
Yes. Is it also true that you would divide any vowels that are next to each other? Or could they be within the same syllable? Or is that too?
Let's not go there yet. Okay. I'm feeling good about this right now. Okay? Okay. Melech is king. Okay, let's read this. Remember this, it is on the left. So it's a sa. And then, the, e, sade. Okay, sade. No dageshes. So we're fine. So we have two syllables. We have the open syllable and the closed syllable. Okay, this one. Na'ar. No dagesh. So this is one open syllable. Okay. And a closed syllable. Remember, this apostrophe here is the ayin. Na'ar. The division is right here. Na'ar. And that is how you pronounce it. Na'ar. But this one is sadeh. The accent is on the last syllable. Okay. Let's read this. Aha. There's a lamed. Is lamed a begad kefat letter? Letter?
Yes.
No. Begad kefat. Lamed is not begad kefat letter. So, aha. That is a double. There's two of them there. There's a dot in the middle. So when you
transliterated, you put two L's. Okay? Aleph is this apostrophe. You slice this letter in between the L. So we have L. Okay, so this is closed syllable and another closed syllable. Two closed syllables here. We slice this lamed in half. Ele.
Meaning?
Ele means these.
These.
Vehayu hadibarim ha ele.
These.
These. It's an interrogative. This is a interrogative.
Okay, that's right. How about Na'ar?
Na'ar. Na'ar is a lad. A young boy.
Yeah,
a young boy. And Sadeh is field.
Like a field.
Field.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a picture of the field. A green pasture field. Sadeh. That is actually in Genesis when the Lord start creating the Sadeh. The green field. Okay. And also in Psalm 23. Miss Morley David Hashem, Roilo Exar, Minot Bin Ot Deshe Yerbitseni. In the green pasture he lays me. Sadeh. Almei Menuchot Yenahaleni. Okay, so next. Aha. Let's try this one. Nachash. Okay, very good. There's no doubling. Okay. One more thing. These letters, these gutturals, they do not like dagesh. You will never see them with the dot in the middle. All the gutturals, no. Don't put the dagesh. So you see that chet right here? No, that cannot be doubled. So this is an open syllable na, and then closed syllable chash, chash, nachash. This is a nachash, a serpent. The nachash in the Garden of Eden.
Serpent or snake?
Yeah, it's the same. Okay, there is a dagesh on the first letter, in the first letter. What is this? Begad kepad? Yes. And so it is the first letter of the word. So this is weak or strong?
Weak.
Weak. Okay. So this is the K sound. This is K. Kesef. And that's how you pronounce it. Kesef. Open syllable. K. And then sef. S-E-F. Kesef. Closed syllable, sef. Okay, so this is a weak dagesh. Aha, this one. This is Aleph. Okay, let's do this one. How are we going to syllabify it? This is apostrophe. And then what vowel point? Now, is that letter, is that a begat kefat letter? No. It has a dot, so that is strong dagesh. So we will have two yod, and then there's a letter A sound, and the H. So what we're going to do is we're going to slice this in the middle. Ayeh. I forgot the meaning of ayeh.
Where? It's up there.
Oh, ayeh. Because in the modern Hebrew, it's afo.
Yeah, I know.
Afo. This is the classical classical meaning of where. Oh, yeah. Okay. When Adam and Eve sinned, when they ate the fruit, the father asked, ayecha, where are you? Ayecha. It was heartbroken. Ayecha. Now, you know, in the past when I read that portion of the Bible, I'm imagining of a very, very mad God. Where are you? No.
No.
He was heartbroken. Ayeha. Where are you? So but he knows whole, where they were.
The whole, yeah, the whole word, ayeha.
Oh, this is just aye. This is where. Ayeha. Kha is you. That is a pronominal suffix for you. Kha. Okay, so aye is where. Kesef is silver or a coin. Silver, kesef. Or money. Yeah. Anitzrika kesef. Arbe kesef. Okay. There you go. So, we talk about the big god, kefat. The ba, the ga, the da, the ka, the pa, and the ta. These are weak, the gesh, and can be doubled if they are inside a word. Okay, is this a weak or strong dagesh?
Weak,
so that's bad. Okay. I don't know what we're going to do here. Okay, so is this... this one does not have a vowel. So is this a strong or weak dagesh? It's weak. So only one B. Okay, so this is MB. Because it's not preceded by a vowel.
How do you pronounce MB?
Just an example. All right, so... So these are the rest of the syllabification. So we're not going there because I'm running out of time. I want you to, let's see, take a look at the nouns. All right, nouns and adjectives. I love this part. That's a very handsome horse. Okay, let's see here. In Hebrew... A horse is, can you read this? Sus. Sus. That is a male horse. Sus. If there is a mare, which is a female horse, it is Susa. Sus and Susa. There's your first noun. You have a horse and you have a mare. Sus, Susa. Sus, masculine, Susa, feminine. But I have two horses. Susim. Susim. This is plural. There are two horses here. Susim. I have two mares. I have two female horses. Susot. Susot. Singular, plural. Singular masculine, plural masculine. Singular feminine, plural feminine. Remember the endings. Now, the masculine singular noun does not have an ending. Okay? This is the absolute form of that noun. Sus. Okay? But if you add these endings, they change meanings. Okay? So the you remember this? Remember the kamatz ha, kamatz hey, I call it? We call it kamatz hey. If you add kamatz hey to sus, it becomes a mare, a female horse. Now, im, hirik mem, is for the plural, for masculine. And for the female, for the feminine, is the ot. Ot. Remember this, most of the plural of the feminine words has tav, the letter tav, okay? Bat, B-A-T, bat, bait, bait, okay, bat is daughter, female, daughter, okay? This is a noon. Ben is
son.
And that is masculine. You see the tav for feminine. Okay, susot. and also the ah, the kamats, hey, like ish and isha. Isha has the kamats hey at the end. That's female. All right, so let's take a look at next. Okay, here's just, this one is just the, like the paradigm or the graph. So the masculine singular does not have an ending. The feminine singular has the kamats hey ending. The plural masculine has the hirik, yod, mem ending. The feminine plural has the ot ending. And it's in your book, right? Okay, let's take an example here. Bearing in mind this graph, all right? Let's see. Tell me which one is... Okay, tell me if this is a plural or a singular.
Plural.
Plural. Masculine?
Masculine.
Or feminine? Okay. What about this one?
Female.
It's feminine. Yeah. Singular or plural?
Singular.
What about this? Ish. Masculine, singular. This does not have an ending. Aha, uh-huh. Look at this one. Let's sound it out. Ha. Yo. Oh, there's a colon vav. It's the yo. Okay, remember this ending? Feminine plural. Okay, chayot. This is the plural for kaya. Remember animals? Remember I told you animal or a living something? From chayim, chayot. So chay is life. Chayim is life also. Chaya is animal. Chayot, animals. Plural, feminine. All right. Ah, there you go. Now, let's read this. Har. Masculine or feminine? Masculine. Plural or singular?
Singular.
Singular. So if this is masculine and I want a plural of this word, what do I add?
Im.
So we have to add yod and mem. And a harim. Harim. What song is that? Manahu al harim. Rabe me base. Harim. Okay. Har. Okay. Is that right? Oh, that is a command. Hapata. Har. Okay. Now, harim. You put this, and hear it, and amen, harim. Okay, and har is always masculine. Okay, the next word
another
is
question,
what?
Right?
So the hadari, when they say the hadari.
Hadari, hadari, what is hadari?
Hadari means what?
I thought that was a certain group that Israel,
the hadari,
the
hadim.
Hadim, I don't know. Maybe their, you know, the name came from Har.
Excuse me.
Because they lived in the mountains. Har, Har means mountain. Harim, mountains.
Oh, okay. That's what I heard.
Okay? See the mountains right there? Oh, those are not mountains.
That doesn't look like that.
Those look like mountains.
Okay. Next word.
That's the wall. That's
yes.
The whole mountain.
Yes. Homa. What's the ending of Homa? Homa. What ending is that?
Singular feminine.
Singular feminine. I want homa to be a plural. How do we do that? We will drop the hey. We will add the vav and the tav. Homot.
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 It's the plural.
It's the plural. Means, okay, homa is wall. Homot, walls. We say this all the time at the synagogue. Yibne Chomot Yerushalayim. Yibne Chomot Yerushalayim. Okay, Yibne means he will build. the walls. Homa, wall, komod, walls. Okay, there you go. Here's your answer right there.
Yes.
Harim, homot. Okay. Let's say that I want to say good horse. There you go. Sus, tov. Tov is good. Sus is horse. So when I say sus tov, it is actually horse good. Literally. It's the reverse. Okay? Now, oh, there's mares. There's a mare. So I would say susa tova. Good mare. Okay? And there's a bunch of them. Uh-oh. Susim tovim. Good horses. Susot tovot. Good mares. Good female horses. They should always be matching. Susim tovim. Susot tovot. Susa tova. And the sus and tov, you know, they don't have endings. Okay? And the adjective should always match the gender of the noun. Tov is a masculine adjective. Tova is a feminine adjective for good. Okay? So when you say ani tov, and if you are a woman, you should say ani tova. However, it's accepted when you say ani tov.
Does the plural apply like when it's a mix of male and female that you stick to masculine?
Good question, Levi. Thank you. If there are a bunch of horses, male or female, you go with the masculine. So let's say there's a female horse. Let's say this is a female horse in the middle. It still is tovim susim. Susim. Okay? Like when I say shalom alechem. Alechem, alechem is actually a pronominal suffix you for masculine. But I still say shalom alechem, even though there's women here, because they always take the masculine gender. It's not fair. No, just joking. Anyway, so is that clear?
Yes.
They always have to match.
Well, there is an exception. For the new year, we say the Shana Tova.
The Shana Tova?
We say
Shana Tova?
Yes.
Shana is feminine. Tova is feminine.
Right, but we say that to everybody.
Right.
Whether it's male.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, Shana Tova is what we're saying is good year.
Yes.
We're not.
The year
could be either male or female. Shanim or Shanot.
Oh, okay.
Oh, don't go there.
What?
Okay.
Don't go there yet. Okay. Okay, we have 10 minutes. Okay, let me see how many more do I have here. But isn't this exciting?
Yeah.
Okay, I like teaching nouns and adjectives. They like pronominal suffixes also. Okay. We are going to match the nouns to the adjectives here. Okay. These are the nouns. Let's read the nouns first. Melech. Malka. Okay. This is a kaka. Now, is this a weak or strong again?
Strong.
No. Because this is not considered a vowel. So this is a weak dagesh. There is only one B letter B here, okay? This is a Shiva. Okay, so this is Malka. Okay, Melek, Malka. Melachim. Melachot. Melek. Masculine singular, Malka, feminine singular, Melachim, masculine plural, Melachot, feminine plural. we will find their counterparts. On the other side, Melech, Tzadik. Tzadik is righteous, Melech is king. So what we're saying here?
Righteous
king. Malkah is the queen. So we will find the right adjective for Malkah. Which one?
The third one.
The third one, Tzadikah. All you have to do is find the ending.
Yeah.
Malkah, Tzadikah. Righteous queen. Next. Melachim. Tzadikim. Match the ending. Melachot. Tzadikot. Righteous queens. Melech, king. Malkah, queen. Melachim, kings. Melachot, queens. I know. Your brains are like, ugh. But can you imagine just reading it from your book and not seeing the pictures? That's why I love my materials. Okay, so what we're going to do, let's do 3 more minutes. Let's read this. Yeladim tov. We have to match. Tovim. Yeladim tovim. Yeladim means boys or children. Tovim, plural for good. Good children. Okay. What is this? Yeled. A boy. So, do we add any ending?
No.
No, because yeled is masculine singular. Yeladim tovim, good children. Yeled tov, good child or good boy. Okay? All right, so you will always remember this graph.
Yeah.
All right? This is very, very helpful. Okay, so one last slide here. Let's start with the bottom one. Let's see if I can make it bigger.
Yeah.
There you go. Ready? Let's read this. Yal da. Aha, there is a dagesh on the dalet. Is it weak or is it strong?
Weak.
Why? It is not a vowel. It's not preceded by the vowel. Oh, Jerry is getting it. Okay. Yalda. Yalda is a girl. And if I want to say a good girl, what do I say? Yalda. Tova. We will put the patak here. And then the H, Yalda Tova, good girl. And there's more than one girl. There's 2 girls. So it becomes plural. What is the plural of Yalda? Yeladot. Yeladot. So I want to say beautiful, good girls. Yeladot. Tovot.
Yeladot
Tovot. You will apply again. You will apply this ending to this word. You will apply this ending to this word. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We're not going to go with this one. We're not going to go there. It's still... Oh. Look at that guy. Uh-huh. Okay. One eye. Yeah. Let's not go there yet. Okay. Let's do this one. Let's try reading it. Vayomer Hanachash. Stop! There is a dagesh in the letter nu. Is this a weak dagesh or a strong dagesh?
Strong,
because it's preceded by a vowel. Okay. So when you syllabify it, there's going to be 2 letter ends. Okay? How do we read this?
E.
E. L.
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 Ha-i-sha. Wait, wait, wait. There's a dagesh on the shin. And it is preceded by a vowel. So this is?
Strong.
Strong dagesh. How do we read this?
Lo.
Lo. Mot. Very good. This is the O sound. Te. Mu. Tun. Tun. This is Shrek. Vayomer hanachash el haisha lo mot temutun. The snake said to the woman, "You will not surely die." The liar had said so.
Question for you.
Yes, sir.
That first word.
Yeah.
That whole thing is the, not the han.
Vayomer is the verb. Nahanachash is the subject. It is reverse.
Okay.
And he said, the snake.
Ah, okay.
Okay. In English, the snake said. But in Hebrew, and he said, the snake. El ha'isha. El is the preposition to. T-O. Ha'isha, the woman. Lo.
No.
Lo is no. Mot is an absolute form of death. Temutun is a imperfect or future tense to you shall not die. No death shall not die you. But we have to make it smooth in English so we can understand it. So we say, the snake said to the woman, you will not surely die. That's why, you know, it's very complex when you are decoding. We call it decoding. When you're decoding, you have to really write the whole sentence in its pure form. And then you kind of make it understandable in whatever language you are translating it to. But it's hard to translate. It's hard to decode. Can you imagine those translators of the Bible? Hard. Okay, so that's it for now. I know there's a lot of information that I gave you tonight. I know your brains are fried, so let's all stand up. Take a deep breath and start fasting and praying. But it's getting interesting, right?
Yes.
Okay?
Definitely.
All right. So, let's see. Let's go ahead and pray. May I ask Mrs. Hill to close us in prayer?
Heavenly Father, we just come before you and we thank you so much for this class and for our teacher, Mr. Lena Hill. And we just thank you for everyone in the class, and we just praise you, Lord, and we just ask that watch over us as we go out from here tonight to our homes, and help us to absorb all the material that is being presented to us. Help us to be good students, to study during the week, and in all things we learn this to glorify you, Lord. And we just thank you in Yeshua's name.
Amen. Thank you, guys. Yes, Pat.
Are we going to find most of what you taught tonight in the textbook?
Yes, they're all in the book. Okay, I am actually going very slow.
Yes, that's good.
If you read the book, I'm like...
That's good for us, because we're just starting. We don't want to get discouraged.
I'm going very, very slow.
That's good.
And I like going very slow.
You have patience with us.
Thanks, Linda.
Hi. You're welcome. You're very welcome. Oops.
Yeah, Linda.
Yes, let me turn this.